Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join My Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
30 years of joyful.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. If your brain is at full capacity with to-dos, birthdays, and dinner plans, meet Skylight Calendar. It syncs your entire family schedule onto a sleek digital display, so you focus on important things like where you left your coffee. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to skylightcal.com/talk. Go to skylightcal.com/talk for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's skylightcal.com/talk.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Midday News. The Midday News is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM here in Accra, Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi, and around the world on myjoyonline.com. We're also live in all 16 regions of Ghana via various affiliates. We're live on X Spaces, on Facebook, and on YouTube. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. Coming up 5 hours into raging fire at a busy market, the blaze shows no signs of slowing down. It continues to spread as desperate traders scramble to salvage the goods while fire service personnel struggle to bring it under control.
The buildings are closely situated together, making it so easy for the fire to spread. Again, you can see a lot of wooden structures scattered all over the place, which is not the best.
It's the chaotic scene at the Adum Market in the Ashanti region, capital Kumasi, as the fire raged, destroying several shops housed in a two-story building.
That is a trader who says that all the shops have been affected by the fire. These are traders who are blaming the situation to the intermittent power cuts.
But we'll be on the ground for the very latest. Also coming up, NPP Council of Elders in a frantic effort to salvage what remains of a bitter feud between two powerful families in the Domiko Abinya constituency that is threatening to tear the party apart. There's a call on Ajuasafo to cease all public criticism of some party bigwigs in the media.
We are a bit dismayed and disappointed in what she has done, especially considering the fact that she held quite senior positions in our government and the party. So Adwa is being asked to stop all the utterances, all the interviews.
On the ground, though, constituents are sharply divided on the concerns being raised by their former member of parliament.
Professor Makukwe, edit him nano die yenya fair.
Five Former Director General of the National Signals Bureau, Kwabena Edubuahin, is arrested by Yoko officials at Kotoka International Airport upon arrival from the United Kingdom. We have details, plus tell you the latest on the raid to on the former governor's house. And in sports,
the Black Stars of Ghana out for redemption later tonight as the World Cup qualifiers return.
Also in our Ghana Man series today, we uncover a fascinating piece of history from Akwemu in the Eastern Region, a story that links two of Ghana's former presidents.
This house is very, very special because it's the second in command in Akwemu State. And you know what? Akufo-Addo is a royal in the house. Rollins' mother is from the very house.
What? President Mahama calls on parties in the Boko conflict to approach peace proposals with an open mind. Details as he reveals the Asantehene has initiated mediation efforts to resolve the decades-old conflict.
And peace must reign in Boko and surrounding areas. I called His Majesty Otumfo Osei Tutu II yesterday to thank him for the commencement of his mediation efforts to find a peaceful resolution of the conflict in Boko.
And these and many more stories with me, Sweetie Abochi. Don't change that dial. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible. Now the news in detail. The Ghana National Fire Service says it has contained the fire which occurred at the Edum Market in Kumasi in the Ashanti region this dawn. Two-story buildings touched in the outbreak destroyed several shops. The fire, which started around 6 a.m., spread rapidly as fire officers made attempts to contain the blaze. Panicking traders had to break into their shops to throw out their wares as the fire ravaged. Most of these shops deal in phone accessories, phone jewelry, and clothing. And according to eyewitnesses, the fire sparked from a flicking electricity pole in the area, leading to a spark on the top floor of one of the buildings. My colleague, Nana Bwachi Adom, is at the scene and joins me on the line. Nana, what is the situation as we speak?
Well, Sweetie, earlier you had indicated that the fire had engulfed two buildings, but now as we speak, the fire has made its way into another building, another block, making it three blocks affected by the severe fire that swept through the Doom or the Central Business District this morning. Serious fire, as the firefighters are doing their best to quench it and make sure that traders are able to continue to ply their goods.
Nana, earlier you spoke to the Deputy Ashanti Regional Security Coordinator, Alhaji Alhassan Tamsoba, who said some arrests were made and an excavator had to be brought to the scene. Tell us more about that.
Exactly, Sweetie. Two individuals have been arrested for trying to steal items belonging to the traders who were putting in much effort to salvage their goods. These traders, who had earlier not been affected by the fire, were attempted to move out their items, but these individuals decided to take advantage of the situation to steal from them. The police have been able to arrest the two alongside another gentleman who they are still putting in effort to fish out. He has also indicated that they need to break away some part of the blue light area to make way for the fire tender machine to get into it to quench the fire. We can listen to him.
The fire service, in fact, they did their best. The main problem is how to get access to where the fire started. You see, had that been a way through, they would have finished their work within 30 minutes. But the people were even disrupting them. Some were looting. We have to go and then be arresting some of them. And the military too came in, and then they even helped us a lot. And there are water in the tenders, but still how to get to the main where the fire is our problem right now. These wooden structures that they built on the railway, that is the major problem that is even causing the fire. The tenders are here, some are from Ejusu Airport, Mampong, but the problem, as I said, is the access. They cannot go near the fire. So if the excavators come, they can enter into the fire and then clear the road for the fire service tender to enter.
That is to say that you'd break the walls to enter?
We will. Even if it's a house on the street, we'll break the house and then the fire tenders should get the access.
Nana, you've also been speaking to the traders, many of whom have been affected by this inferno. How are they coping with the situation?
Well, the traders have been counting their losses, sweetie. Very sad scenes for them. They say that they need immediate action from authorities. We can also take a listen to some of them.
That is a trader who says that his brother has a shop here and everything is gone and all the shops have been affected by the fire. These are traders who are blaming the situation to the intermittent power cuts. That we cannot say as a matter of fact, because a thorough investigation would have to be conducted to ascertain whether or not it was the intermittent power cuts that led to the fire outbreak.
Still on this matter, speaking on News Desk on the Joy News Channel, ADO1 Alex Kingnati with the fire service reiterated the lack of resources such as crane ladder, which hindered the immediate repose of the personnel who first got to the scene.
All currently at the scene working so hard to make sure that the fire is contained. The unfortunate thing is that looking at the close, how close the buildings are situated, it is making the spread quite rapid. But we are doing our best to make sure that we tackle the fire and prevent it from further spread so that we'll be able to extinguish the fire finally. Within the whole of Ashanti region, we have just one 10-cable ladder. That is the ladder that we use to be able to get to height. So the first appliance that was closed had to get there, and currently as we see, the 10-cable ladder is there fighting the fire.
We do know that the regional minister was at the scene and we'll keep you updated in terms of everything he said. Now, away from that, the NPP Council of Elders has urged former Domi Kwabinya MP, Ajua Safo, to end public criticism of party bigwigs as she claims she was unfairly targeted before the 2024 elections. Ajua Safo faced backlash from the party officials and supporters for her prolonged absence in the United States of America and was accused of betraying the NPP by voting for Alban Bagbin as the Speaker of Parliament over Professor Michael Okwe. Let's listen to her speak about her disappointment with the party to my colleague Elton Brube on The Pulse on the Joy News Channel yesterday.
There's a character assassination. There is the need to set the record straight. Nobody should tell me I am discussing party issues on TV, radio, I should stop. Reputation is everything that anybody has got. I've been branded the way I'm not supposed to be branded. And I owe it to myself to clear it up. And I face challenges at a point in my career. And those who ought to know about those challenges, I let them know.
They knew.
You remember that in 2020, when I was going for the elections, I was heavily pregnant.
Right.
I lost my kid. I lost my baby. I didn't get what I was expecting out of the term of my pregnancy. It didn't end there. In the time of my grief, my oldest son fell ill in the United States. I had to be there, and I made sure I notified those who ought to know.
Including the chief of staff, the president?
Exactly. As a minister, you can't travel out without permission from the minister.
So they knew,
the chief of staff.
They knew the challenges we were going through.
Exactly. And I expected mothers to feel my pain. I expected fathers to feel my pain. My son was at the verge of death. I had the choice to stay as a mother and take care of my son. Any mother looking and watching me today should put herself in my shoes. What choice would you have made? Of course, if you're not a witch, you're going to choose that of your child.
And that I
did, and I don't regret it.
And every stage in this journey, you told the executive, the Jubilee House, about the challenges
exactly.
You're going through.
Everybody knows
and I'm guessing this happened around the time that your position as Minister for Gender was revoked.
Yes. In the mid of all that was when the revocation came.
Because the claim is that you had abandoned post.
And you were unreachable.
Someone's on record to have said that you trust many times to call
you.
Arnold
Dompré was on record.
Mm-hmm.
A number of my colleagues on my side were on record attacking me. Yes, they all knew.
They said they tried to reach you. You didn't answer the call.
They took me out of
They tried to call you on Facebook. It didn't work. You were incommunicado at the time.
You know, we have parliamentary caucus platforms. They said I was a traitor because I voted to bring Speaker Bagbin
into power.
So they took me out of the group. other groups I was taking out of it.
But did you vote for Babin?
I didn't. You knew what happened in Parliament.
Well, Ajosafo is due to face the disciplinary committee of the party over her comments. We'll hear from the chairman of the Council of Elders, Hackman Owusu-Ajiman, shortly. But on the ground, some Domi-Kwabinya voters fear the NPP could lose the parliamentary seat to the NDC again if tensions between 2024 candidate Michael Kwe Jr. and former MP Ajosafo remain unresolved. They warn that lingering divisions, which already hurts the party in its stronghold, could benefit the NDC. Here's what some had to say to Joy News.
Yedika aye home press conference aka ho asem ansana ye maame Ajosafo enso e dia beto so no ye die ne enim se professor Makukwe e da tim na no de ye nya fair.
The decision to place Professor Okwe on the Reconciliation Committee is not a fail. There are many issues creating disunity in the party, hence the need to discuss and resolve them at the leadership level.
Wow, here say you better abana old delegate. Makumaku 200 and something. On your range of you, you say, over to Abama Ajosafo. Yeah, you were flabo mukeke. Just like that. And Tineman de Ebebre, in the end, and some of my Ajosafo can the air tanachi, just opportuno. On Kana, if you are seeing who say, Domeko Binyan, your problem, one unpaying food to Munensi, one of Bia and Koy.
Ah, but in Beniponanga, there's no change in Majore. No, sir. Umuse, sir, Kojoni Epena.
I think delegates must be allowed to choose the next crop of party representatives. Else, we may not get a better chance at unseating the National Democratic Congress in
Domi-Kwabinya.
Ajosafo has performed creditably as an MP, but she also failed to communicate her challenges when she decided to stop availing herself for parliamentary duties. If the emerging issues are not resolved immediately, it will create disaffection for the NPP in the constituency.
So what are the dynamics in the constituency? Member of our political desk, Blessed Sugar, joins me in studio with that. Hi, Blessed. How has the Domi-Kwabinya constituency fared in the recent elections?
Well, the constituency itself is located in the Greater Accra region and falls under the Gan East Municipality. It stands now as one of the largest constituencies in the country by voter population, currently standing somewhere around 182,644 precisely in terms of the numbers. So since its creation in 2004, the constituency itself has been a stronghold of the New Patriotic Party. However, in the 2024 elections now, some 20 years apart, there's a major drift, and we're seeing the National Democratic Congress's Eliplim Akrugu winning that parliamentary seat for the very first time.
So what was the performance trend of Ajosafo in the constituency then?
Not too bad for her in terms of her performance over the years. When she first appeared on the ticket in 2013, winning some 63.8% of the vote. But her performance actually improved in 2016 elections, where we know that she secured some 68% of the votes cast then. Then we come to 2020. Her popularity actually declined significantly then by some 10 percentage points to 58% in the 2020 elections, a reason for which in the 2024 parliamentary primaries, some other factors contributed to her loss to Aaron Michael Kwe, his son actually, Michael Kwe Jr., who is now the parliamentary candidate of the NPP. But unfortunately for him, when the NPP polled that candidate, Michael Kwe, at the parliamentary elections, they got 49.
If your brain is at full capacity with to-dos, birthdays, and dinner plans, meet Skylight Calendar. It syncs your entire family schedule onto a sleek digital display so you focus on important things like where you left your coffee. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to skylightcal.com/talk. Go to skylightcal.com/talk for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's skylighthcal.com/talk.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join my Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
0.43% of the votes. That's representing the lowest percentage points in terms of the party haven't garnered in the constituency ever since the NDC won. So that's an overview of what's been happening to the NPP in the era.
Well, thank you, Blessed Soga. We can now hear from the chairman of the NPP's Council of Elders, Hakman Owusu Ajiman, on what they're doing to deal with the situation.
She has completely gone out of order. And the General Secretary has said, and she referred to the Disciplinary Committee, and I think the rules will be followed. In the interregnum, we would ask, meanwhile, we would ask her to cease all public utterances as far as the party is concerned. She has broken all the rules, and this is unacceptable. And as a party, we would apply the necessary regulations and then see what we can do. But for the time being, as I said, we are a bit dismayed and disappointed in what she has done.
Let's get some analysis on this. Joining us now is a political scientist, Dr. Amachi Boateng. Doc, thanks for joining us on the Midday News. Now, how damaging is this internal conflict for the NPP, particularly in Domi Kwabinya? And what broader implications could it have for the party's chances in the future elections?
Actually, it's very damaging. Well, let me say good afternoon to your listeners and viewers. It is indeed very damaging. But then, we are fortunate that the Domi Kwabinya issues have come up, because there are several cases like that in other constituencies. The only thing that is keeping them, if you like, from the public view, is that individuals have decided to simply, if you like, play the game and beat their time. The main challenge there is what one of the respondents that you engaged spoke about, putting together the party's voters register and intentionally choosing and picking. So the real challenge is the breakdown of the party's internal democratic structure. People have successfully managed to have a way of winning ahead of time by affecting the voters' register. How they put that register together is the issue. So the main challenge is the delegate system as it's being operated in the party. The problem emanates from there. So when people know that this is what really caused their loss, then they lose confidence in the leadership. They go about and talk about it. Their supporters become disaffected. And this come out of the party and into the constituency through the rumor mill. And this becomes the real damaging thing in the party. And listening to, you know, Honorable Hakman, the way he's simply, if you like, scratching the surface. He's looking at the issue from the very top. He's not really bothered into taking his time investigating the various developments in the party to find out why Honorable Ajosefua is behaving the way she's behaving. Mm. You're only looking at it on the surface. So you realize that even her behavior in parliament emanates from some of these things. She lost confidence in the leadership generally, and could not even respect them. So she left the country just like that.
Dr. Machibwating, thank you so much for those that analysis. Dr. Machibwating is a political scientist. And that will take us into a quick break. And when we return, we'll take you into our Ghana Man series, where we uncover a fascinating piece of history from Akwemu in the Eastern Region, a story that links two of Ghana's former presidents. We'll be right back.
This house is very, very special because it's the second in command in Akwemu State. And you know what? Akufo-Addo is a royal in the house. A Rollins' mother is from the very house.
What?
Petrosol are celebrating their 10 years in grand style. They're giving back to their loyal customers. Hope you have registered at their online portal. Don't say I didn't tell you all.
Each month, customers will stand the chance of winning items like tricycles, motorcycles, television sets, refrigerators, phones, fuel vouchers, and many more. But the best part is that at the end of the promo, we will be giving out a grand prize of 2 Suzuki Espresso cars to lucky winners who stay with us all through the promo period. All you need to join is to visit any of our over 100 stations across the country to get registered, or go to www.petrosolcrm.com to register online.
Petrosol, energizing dreams.
When I wake up in the morning, I brush my teeth with Kale Charco toothpaste. This gives me confidence all day.
Anytime you meet Ama, don't be surprised I smile showing my beautiful white teeth, because I don't have cavity thanks to Kale Charco toothpaste for its natural charcoal properties. In fact, we are like twins. I can't go without my Kale Charco toothpaste.
Sabi why I dey use Kale Charco toothpaste morning and night when I dey go bed safe. It dey make my teeth white where it dey comot every scent from my mouth inside. My confidence level they go up, so I they show my 32 teeth all.
Introducing the Kale Charcoal Toothpaste, formulated with activated bamboo charcoal powder, ensures whiter teeth and removes bad breath. The strong natural property of the activated bamboo charcoal removes bacteria, absorbs surface stains on our teeth caused by coffee, wines, and tobacco. Welcome, Kale Charcoal Toothpaste. Kale Charcoal Toothpaste. Sankofa Yenchi.
Kale. Happy smile.
This advert is FDA approved.
Welcome back to the Midday News Live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM here in Accra, in Love, in Kumasi, Love 99.5 FM, and around the world on myjoyonline.com. Let's head straight into sports, and Achu is here. Achu, we're gonna just say
Ellie.
Tell us what's happening in sports.
I can see you mentioned in Love. I can see you're already in love with the Black Stars.
I am.
They'll be out to seek redemption when they take on Chad in the 2026 FIFA World Cup qualifiers. The team failed to qualify for the AFCON this year, but captain Jordan Ayew, in his very first press engagement since being named as captain of the Black Stars, tells Joy Sports that the team is ready to get out of the transition period.
We're in a period of transition, I think, since 2020, and obviously the manager came in auto and had different ideas, and so it takes time. It takes time, and it takes time, of course. A lot of changes, like in terms of personnel, players. So, you know, at some point we were like having maybe 10, 11, 12 new players at different stages of the call, different call-ups. So, you know, it demands time, it demands, you know, patience. For me, I just think that it's just a time where we're struggling a bit, but we have the quality, we have the players to turn it around, you know.
And that's why you need to be at the Accra Sports Stadium. Get in by 6 p.m. And support your country.
I will be there. Thanks so much. And before we bring you Ghana Man series, Joy News is learning a former director general of the National Signals Bureau, Kwabena Edubuahin, was arrested by officials of the Economic and Organized Crime Organization, EOCO, at the Kotoka International Airport upon his arrival from the United Kingdom. The arrest was carried out under a joint operation between investigators from EOCO and the Attorney General's office. And it's not clear the exact allegation, but my colleague Elton Bobe joins me in the studio with more details. Elton, what more are we learning?
Well, a source at Iyoko is telling us that the man in question is believed to be at the center of a very complex web of crime that has resulted in the loss of millions of dollars to the state.
And the minority, Alexander Penyumakin, provides more on this arrest. Walk us through that.
On his Facebook page, he says, Mr. Kwabena Dubois, former Director General of the National Signals Bureau, arrived in Ghana from London on Thursday, March 20, 2025 at 8:30 p.m. on a British Airways flight. Upon arrival at the Alcoa International Airport, he went through immigration formalities whilst patiently waiting in the lounge for his baggage. An immigration officer informed him that there was an issue with his name that needed to be rectified at the main office at Terminal 3. He was also told that he needed to have a discussion with the immigration boss. Mr. Dubois willingly followed the officer to the immigration office at Terminal 3. After about 10 minutes, he was informed that he was on Iyoko's top list and was wanted accordingly. Deputy Director of Iyoko, Raymond Archer, who was personally present along with his team, then handcuffed Mr. Dubois at the departure area and escorted him to the airport departure hall with approximately six officers.
Elton, who exactly is Kwabena Dubois?
According to the information we have gathered, he was appointed in 2021 as the Director General of the National Signals Bureau, an agency of the National Security Council of Ghana. Prior to becoming Director General, Mr. Dubois served as Deputy Director of the National Security Bureau, as well as worked in various capacities, including Head of Core Network Planning, IT, and Head of Network Operations. And I mean, these are some of the things that we've gathered on him.
Thanks, Elton. I know you keep an eye on that and keep us updated as the story unfolds. But now, what you've been waiting for. In today's Ghana Month series, we visit the Eastern region, where a modest White House in Akwamu holds a surprising link between former President Rawlings and President Akufo-Addo. Kojo Yangson speaks to Akwamu Museum curator Nana Semeshia for the full story.
I just learned the most mind-blowing piece of information about this house, which is only about 100 meters away from the Akwemuhine's palace. I have just discovered the most fascinating bit of information. Let's get the curator of the Akwemu Museum to tell us why this house.
When the king is not there, that's the house that rules administratively. And you know what? Akufo-Addo is a royal in the house. The sister is the queen mother. And the auntie was the queen mother before, and now the sister is a queen mother here.
So that means the President Akufo-Addo is actually an Akwemu?
In the clan system, we go seriously matrilineal. So Akufo-Addo, by all intents and purposes, is an Akwemu, a typical Akwemu.
So his mother is from this house?
Yes. The grandmother migrated from here to marry in Achim. So to Achim, he's a grandson to the stool. But here, he's a royal. A royal royal.
Okay, well, I mean, while I'm trying to get my head around that interesting piece of information, it turns out he's not the only person who has led this country who came from this house.
Oh, you want to know?
Yes.
Rawlings' mother is from the very house.
What?
Yes, the Agbuti, the Kublinus, the Haymans from Keita are all from this house. And today, that's their royal house.
So Rawlings' mother is from here.
Yeah.
Akufo-Addo's grandmother is from here. That kind of makes Akufo-Addo Rawlings' nephew.
Yes.
Well, a quick update from Parliament. We know that Bank of Ghana governor is set to brief Parliament on Wednesday on the collapse of banks and financial institutions since 2014. And the Interior Minister on Tuesday will also brief Parliament on the search warrant executed at the residence of the former Bank of Ghana governor. And that takes us into the social media trends. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, sweetie.
What's trending?
A lot.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join My Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.